Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. Nearly every employee over 40 feels widespread ageism in the workplace. As more Gen Z workers enter the workforce and replace increasingly retiring boomers, the average age at many organizations is falling. But despite this generational shift in the workplace, a startling new report reveals that ageism on the job isn't just widespread, it's virtually universal. Nearly all workers aged 40 and older believe ageism exists on the job, with 9 in 10 feeling pressured to hide their age or downplay their experience to fit in, according to My Perfect Resume's Generational Attitudes in the Workplace report, based on a survey of 1,000 workers. The impact of this bias against older workers runs deep. 95% of surveyed workers report that age-related stereotypes have affected their sense of belonging at work, while 86% believe older employees are the targets of workplace bullying. The pressure to appear younger manifests itself in subtle ways. The study found that 88% of workers over 40 admit to adjusting their behaviors or language to fit in with younger colleagues, with men more likely than women to make such adaptations. 26% of men report regularly changing how they act around younger coworkers, compared to only 12% of women. The researchers cited several reasons for these behaviors. Age-related biases persist in societal norms and even extend to professional advice provided to older workers, such as omitting graduation years or older experience from their resumes, which can inadvertently reinforce harmful stereotypes about aging, the report notes. Other workers' experiences reveal that these concerns are not unfounded. A professional with 20 years of PR experience recently agreed to share his own struggle with ageism under the protection of anonymity, revealing that he had removed the dates of his undergraduate and master's degrees from his resume, in addition to cutting about 10 years of work experience altogether, just to help get past initial hiring screenings. I use AI to evaluate my resume against the job description and will make subtle tweaks to reach an 85% to 90% match, and then I get denied even without a recruiter screening call, he said. And after some looking around, sometimes I'll notice that the hiring manager is much younger than me. It's a brutal time right now to try and find a job, he said. Experts warn that this trend threatens to create an enormous loss for organizations. And the fear for organizations is that ageism has the potential to create a culture that undervalues wisdom, excludes critical contributors, and diminishes opportunities for collaboration. Smart leaders realize that these more experienced workers often offer institutional knowledge, mentorship, and perspective that helps elevate entire teams. The solution, experts suggest, lies in deliberate action from leadership and from HR departments. With 5 generations now in the workforce, organizations should embrace a skills-first environment, and smart leaders know the value of skills and how to lead and leverage people who have them, regardless of age. Organizations should also tailor their training and development programs to meet the diverse needs of the multi-generational workforce. Older workers may still learn best with more traditional and formal approaches to training. Workplace flexibility is also important when considering the needs of different generations. Options like remote, hybrid, and compressed schedules can help meet the varying expectations of different generations. And for older workers, shorter schedules or retirement transition schedules could make an important difference in helping these workers make the eventual transition to retirement while still serving as valuable and respected members of the workforce. Intergenerational mentorship programs can also be explored. When older and younger employees mentor each other, they're passing valuable insight back and forth. And older employees can share their knowledge and experience, while younger employees can offer fresh perspectives and leading-edge technical skills. Finally, companies should conduct regular bias audits to uncover patterns in hiring, pay, and promotion practices. Everyone in the organization should be treated equitably, regardless of age and experience level. According to data from Pew Research, the average older worker earns only 80% of the average annual pay of younger workers. A difference that seems both ageist and avoidable. Organizations and leaders must recognize and value experience. They should acknowledge and celebrate the contributions of older workers. Companies can highlight the achievements of these workers and the value they bring to the organization. This can help combat stereotypes and demonstrate that experience is an asset that makes the workplace more inclusive for everyone. We will continue to follow this and all the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.